This is the story of one week in my life. It was the week I fell in love, the week I would make my Broadway debut, and the week I would meet Orson Welles.
John, this kid's gonna play Lucius. He'll be worth for nothing.
Orson!
Quiet, I'm negotiating.
The fledgling Mercury Theater troupe is struggling to put the finishing touches on an innovative production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. As storm clouds of war rumble across the Atlantic, Welles puts the play not in ancient Rome, but in contemporary Europe, with Caesar as a fascist dictator. Into this creative whirlwind, enter young Richard.
Can you play the ukulele?
Mr. Welles, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who could play the ukulele better than me.
Zac Efron, well known for the romantic comedy of the High School Musical series, takes on a different kind of role as the teenaged participant in Welles' great experiment.
It was exactly what I was looking for, a great opportunity, and I love the script. I thought I can relate to the character, this whole adventure and this week in the theater. That resembled my kind of life experience growing up in the theater. And what was all of the best moments in one movie, I think. And it was different. It was something I didn't know if I could necessarily pull off. It wasn't what wasn't a predictable next move, and that was for me. That just was all the right signs.
Do you hear My Hamlet on radio?
Yes, on the Columbia workshop last fall.
What did you think?
Well, considering the time constraints you were under trying to squeeze Hamlet into 2 half-hour broadcasts, I'd say the results were very close to brilliant.
That is exactly correct.
English-born actor Christian Mackay co-stars as Welles, a character he first explored in a one-man play that spanned the lifetime of the acclaimed genius. But in Me and Orson Welles, Mackay says the challenge was to rediscover the brash young man who would become the stage and screen icon.
I felt a tremendous responsibility towards him, especially as, because of his own mythology, his own myth-making, he'd created all these legends about himself. He used to say, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. But when you're playing him, you have to take away all those, just peel him back to try and find the truth.
You are a gentleman, Mr. Houseman. He is an arrogant...
I am Orson Welles! And every single one of you stands here as an adjunct to my vision. You want a career in the Mercury Theatre and in everything else I plan to do? Then remember one simple rule. I own the store. You don't like the way I work here? There's the door. Find somebody else to star you on Broadway.
The wonderful thing about this character is everybody has their own take on him. And so any actor playing him, you've got the people going, well, he doesn't look like him, or, well, he doesn't sound like him, whatever it is. So, that was entirely personal, something I had to satisfy for myself, answer certain personal questions, take him off the pedestal and look him in the eye as a human being. That's the only way I could have played him. Otherwise, I'd have been totally, intimidated all the time.
Writer-director Richard Linklater believes any movie maker would be daunted by the challenge of telling the story of the man behind, among other works, the great American film Citizen Kane. And Linklater found the real Welles within those iconic characters.
He's an enigma. He's Charles Foster Kane. I don't think you can ever pin Welles down. For every opinion, there's a counter-opinion. Someone says, oh, he was a blowhard. Oh, he's the most charming, sweet guy. I think the truth is in between, but that's ultimately the Welles theme, isn't it? The unknowableness of an individual. What does it matter what you say about somebody? It comes up all through his work that you never can pin anyone down. I think he was aware of those contradictions in himself, that you could be a great man and a mediocre individual. You could be all these things at once, and that's the Welles we're trying to portray in this.
Images of magnificence. That's what you see in every great actor's eyes. That's all that matters in this world.
Gotta be one of those magic nights tonight. Can you feel it?
It's showtime.
Me and Orson Welles is adapted from a best-selling book by high school teacher and novelist Robert Kaplow. The cast includes Claire Danes as the ambitious young production assistant in the Mercury Theater office. And in a bit of movie magic, the film recreates 1937 New York in and around a vintage theater on the Isle of Man in the Irish Sea. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.